stop and start this recording.
Oh.
Always. We have to break it in half because it's too big to go for an hour and then get on our website. This first prayer request is for James Ray, who has court today. And then we want to pray for J.W. Little, who's in the hospital in Oklahoma City with COVID. Plus, he has a mass in his mediastinum, which I had to look that up.
Yeah.
And that's an organ. It like sits right here between both of your lungs, and the several things go through that. And so they're going to do a biopsy on that today. J.W. is my former husband. And so when I was talking to Michelle last night, she was telling me he had to be in the city Monday to see his cancer doctor, and they discovered he had COVID. And she said he hadn't felt very good for several days, but he just recently had to move. And so, you know, I was just thinking maybe he was just tired from that. So we want to remember him. And as I told one of his friends in Strong City, that I know they have helped him a lot and prayed for him a lot, and I let her know to get him on their prayer chain. And I said, my biggest concern for him is, does he know the Lord?
Yeah.
He hasn't lived for the Lord as far as outward signs show or go. And that's a concern to me. I mean, when we were married, he did have a profession of faith. He was baptized. But we haven't been married since, for almost 40 years, 39 years. And so that's a concern to me. And then Brian Carnes asked us to pray for him. He's going through a mourning process, having lost his wife in February. Plus, there's the probate and all that kind of stuff that, you know, he's having to go through. And, you know, Brian's pretty young. I don't know how old, but about 50 or 51, mm-hmm. something like that. So we want to pray for him. And then I didn't write Joe's name on here, but I'd like for you to pray for Joe today. I think he's just kind of discouraged about feeling like God isn't healing the cancer that he has. And I felt all along that God is healing the cancer, but I'm not in his body. And as he,
yeah.
you know, has a pain here and feels a little weaker there, I know it's discouraging for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so pray for him that I just prayed last night with him that I said, Lord, I know we're not supposed to live by sight, but just give him a little something that he can see that he's making some improvement on.
Okay. Well, he looked like he was having fun when you were eating out.
Yeah. I said I wished I'd posted a little more on that. This was like our dates used to be when we were dating way back when. He was in his work vehicle and in his work clothes,
yeah.
and I'd been working all day, and I knew he was in Elk City working on some stuff, and so I said, would you like to go to Boomtown and eat tonight? It's one of our favorite places, but we don't go there often because we're not in town at night. And so he said, I'm pretty tired, but I guess if I sit and rest for a little bit, I'll be okay. So we meant there, but it just reminded me of when we were dating.
Yeah.
We never exactly had a date. We came in our separate vehicles. We met, or we worked all day, and then we went to the city to buy fencing material,
yeah, yeah.
and we had a nice dinner there. You know, so.
That's pretty good. All right, Father God, I just lift up James Ray. Father, who's in court today, you are the judge. You are the God of justice and mercy. And Father, may his case be weighed in your scales as to what is right and what is wrong. Lord, may the judge, your hand be upon the judge to rule in the appropriate manner. And Father, give this James peace that you are in control of all things. And that no matter what the consequences are or the outcome, Lord, you are in control, and that it could be a testing for him to trust you completely, Lord. But I rest in knowing that you'll be present there with the judge and with James today as he appears in court. And we pray for J.W. Little, who is in the hospital with COVID. And, Lord, we just speak to this mass in his mediastinum, and we just ask that the biopsy go well and be straightforward and simple and no complications. Father God, that your hands would be upon the technicians and the doctors and surgeons, Lord. We thank you for his life, and we just pray that this COVID will not leave long-lasting symptoms, that he'll be completely healed and free of all of COVID's nastiness, Lord. And we just thank you for his life, and we pray for complete healing and restoration, that they'll get all the mass out. and it will be benign. And Lord, we just pray, Father, for Brian Carnes. And grief is such a difficult thing. And I could feel for him because when I got the news on my sister-in-law, it was just really difficult. And and so I just lift up to him your comfort by the Holy Spirit, that you'll wrap your loving arms around him. And Lord, that you will heal him completely, restore him, Lord, and to remember all the good things, all the good times, and what a wonderful person his wife was, and that she's always there with him. And Lord, we just know that many people have had experiences of visitations for the first 60 days after a death, and that they come and to comfort the grieving ones. So Lord, I just ask that for him, that he would be able to have that opportunity to, in order to let go, and that she's in a better place. And Father, we just thank you, Father God, for Brian. And it's just tough. It's just, no one can over sugarcoat mourning, because it has to, it's a part of the humanity. It's a part of our process. It's how God made us to have feelings and emotions. So Lord, just don't let him be afraid of mourning and grieving, that it's all normal. And Lord, we just thank you that the probate will go well and just, and anything that's out of line, Father, will be exposed, and that it would be clear, Father God. And these things can be tricky, but we know that if you are in it and if he's praying about it and laying it on the altar, Lord, you take care of all things. So I ask that for Brian in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just lift up Joe. Father God, that you would heal this cancer. You would cause the cancer shield to fall and activate Joe's immune system to fight the cancer, that how God designed it to happen. Lord, that that's such a powerful prayer to pray, Lord, that to believe that our system is good enough to fight the evil disease of cancer. So, Lord, boost his immune system, cause it to make him feel better, energize Joe, give him his life back. And, Lord, we ask and believe for full restoration of every molecule of his body. We thank you for the healing balm of Gilead over Joe, and we thank you that he will fix his mind on the fact and declare with his mouth that he is healed and whole in Christ's name. And Nancy Holdorf, I lift up to you, Lord, and I ask others to pray for her. And tomorrow she meets with a surgeon to decide about what will be done and if she's strong enough to endure the Whipple surgery. Lord, I pray she's done so well, and her declaration has been, if I am to live, I'll live, and God will heal me. If I'm not, I will go on to be with the Lord, for I am ready. And Lord, she has always held on to being a positive witness for you, Father God. And may all glory come to you, Father, for all the souls she has led to the Lord. She has not stopped in her mouth declaring the goodness of God. And she's an incredible witness, Lord, in a very dark state in Maryland. So, Father, I just thank you for Nancy and her family. Comfort all her kids and her husband, my brother, and us to show that you love each and one of these people we prayed for. Lord, may they experience your love, your liquid love. Pour that out over each one of these people. And, Father, that we can experience that every day to encourage us to go forward. And thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Do want to thank our sponsors. As I mentioned earlier in the program, Prophetic Voice Ministries at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City is one of our sponsors. Apostle Casey Elliott will bless your heart. They have Sunday school at 9:30 and church at 11, and then again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And then they have a prayer meeting on Tuesday evening at 7, and on Thursday evening at 7 they have Bible study. And so if you don't have a church home to go to, check that out. I know you'll be blessed. And now let's hear from our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
We are back. It is the Hour of Power, and let me give you the phone number one more time for our texting prayer line. You can always post your prayer requests on our Facebook page as we're going out live, and we'll see it and stop and pray for you. But our texting line is 580-485-0837, and we thank you for using that prayer line to text us your needs, because we do want to share in your prayer requests. So, Karen, this has been a great lesson so far, so let's get on with it. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I was kind of like, somebody sent me something. Someone had sent me a blip about the rapture, and I thought it was really good, because as Christians, we sometimes get that kind of muddled in our brain. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just not real sure what. I think it should be taught more. I think there should be an ongoing lesson about it, so that people understand what's up, and so they can talk to people about it. Maybe they're afraid of what, snatched away, taken away, plucked away, or seized by force is what rapture means. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was interesting. The rapture, as Christians call it, is a biblical prophecy of Jesus appearing in the sky and calling all the real Christians home to heaven. Those Christians who have passed away since Christ's resurrection will also be resurrected and acquire their eternal bodies. And those Christians who are alive when the rapture comes will appear to those left behind on earth to vanish into thin air. As they are taken up by Christ, the living Christians will also receive their resurrected bodies at this time. It all sounds like a lot, but from finish to end, it would take a wink of an eye. Mm-hmm. Now, the Jewish people believe that, and interesting enough, Christ showed up on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles to speak to them about the teaching of living waters. If you thirst, come to me. That was on the eighth day of Sukkot. And there's three festivals, you know, Passover, Pentecost, and that they are required to gather together in Jerusalem. But it was interesting that even on that day that he showed up to fulfill the prophecies and everything, they still missed it, even mathematically, mm-hmm. by the calendar. By the feasts that they've practiced for thousands of years. I thought, God, I just don't quite understand. But listening to people, I can understand that they are not in tune with the message that he is coming back and to prepare. And we shouldn't assume that we got a ticket and everything's fine and you can live the way you want to live. That is a mistake. Because that will take you right down into bondage, and he is the one who frees us from all that. And I thought about one thing that God said, yeah, but a lot of times they believe the lie from their natural parents, the way they treated them. If they did not witness in a godly manner, then you would be skewed away from what real love is. So it's real hard if you have been damaged as a child as to what. So Neil Anderson, Freedom in Christ, you can just Google that and it'll take you right to his website. But he has a chart on how to lay hold of what to believe that's true about the Father God. And if you had a father that was distant and disinterested, it's hard to see God as intimate and involved. Mm-hmm. I mean, that takes a little bit of road work in your brain. Mm-hmm. And I've been through this several times because anybody in a position of authority that appears insensitive, uncaring, stern, demanding, passive, or cold, absent, or too busy, impatient, angry, and rejecting, mean, cruel, or abusive, or trying to take all the fun out of life, controlling or manipulative, condemning or unforgiving, or nitpicking and demanding perfectionist, all those negative attributes can hinder you from saying how much you love Daddy God. Mm-hmm. And you want to sit at his feet and you want to hear everything he has to say. And I thought this was a powerful, powerful thing. And I've taken people through it. It's just one of those things where you go, those are all lies about the Father God that I just read. And then he has another whole column of biblical truth about the Father God. And it takes a little bit for somebody to renew their mind and to believe that God is loving. If you are under someone who's like a dictator or cruel or harsh and distant, you know, where were you? Yeah. But God, the truth is, God is intimate and involved, kind and compassionate, accepting and filled with joy and love, warm and affectionate, always with me and eager to be with me, and patient and slow to anger, loving, gentle, and protective, trustworthy, and wants to give me a full life. His will is good, perfect, and acceptable. Full of grace and mercy, and he gives me freedom to fail. That's an interesting thing because a lot of people are driven, you know, that perfectionism. And you have to be an A student. You have to do all these things to make me be proud of you. But they don't always give their child an opportunity to fail. And God, gosh, I've messed up lots of times just trying to walk by faith. You know, just understanding faith, mm-hmm. you know, and grace and how to walk in love and not be so mad, you know, and wanting things the way it's biblically correct. And it's a long way away so he's full of grace and he's tenderhearted and forgiving and his heart and arms are always open to me and committed to my growth and proud of me as his beloved child, that you're the apple of his eye. You know, somebody spoke that to me one time, and it was like, that was kind of hard to receive because I am. Mm-hmm. You know, because if that's another area I think that we could overcome so much offense if we were speaking positive things to people. You know, not the latest, greatest sports team or the latest, greatest thing, or music or concert you went to or whatever, but speak biblical truth one to another that will break down the walls so they can prepare for the second coming of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I'm really burning up right there on those. That's really strong. But it's just one of those things that I've seen in our culture, in our Western Christianity, that we're here. We're in this mess. Mm-hmm. And we sure need to make some changes. Mm-hmm. And I got a letter the other day from a guy who teaches down in Georgia, and he put out, and this is a national letter, that and he travels a lot, talks to a lot of mature, supposedly mature Christians, trying to get them to lay a hold of the basic fundamentals of Christianity. Where'd they go? Where are you people? You know, and they're seeking because they came to hear him speak. Mm-hmm. But the same thing, he was just saying, it's a mess. If mm-hmm. you travel and you go into big churches or invited to different venues, he just shakes his head at what comes out of people's mouths. And if this is the cream of the crop of the church, you're still in trouble. Mm-hmm. Because you've lost your way somewhere. And, you know, so I think this message to prepare is bigger than what we realize. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, really prepare. Mm-hmm.
And well, I think one of the things that sucks us in is, you know, even in the Bible, thousands of years ago, it talked about that the Lord is coming, the Lord is nigh, the Lord is, you know, well, really? They were talking about it then,
2,000
you know?
Years ago. Yeah.
And
I've
so,
heard that.
Yeah. But when you look at the things that are lining up according to what was written in the Bible, and I can't remember what the percentage is, but it's something like, this has been a couple of years ago when our preacher talked about that, it was something like 97% then had already lined up with the talking about the end of times in the Bible. And we're closer now than we were then
yeah.
with all of the chaos that there is and the ridiculous situation that we're in. And I notice as we don't watch TV much, but if you watch TV any at all, which we maybe watch it an hour and a half a day or something like that, there's going to be always some gay people on there of some sort in some commercial. Or if it's Wheel of Fortune, which is one of my favorite ones, they'll you know thank their – it'll be a guy and he'll be thanking his – wonderful wife Henry, you know, or his wonderful husband Henry or whatever,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And you see that thrown in our face all the time, and we are in the end times.
Yeah. I mean it's and then you get to whether or not people we can never lose the hope mm-hmm. of him coming, the hope that is within us, that he is a God of hope. And he certainly met me at my worst moment, and we can't forget that he's always there. Mm-hmm. We're the ones who moved off center.
Right, right. Monica's got her microphone. She must be going to throw
that.
Her two
yeah.
cents worth in.
Yeah.
Your message really is touching my heart. As a person who's been broken, who's been hurt by the church, who's been broken by life, who walked away from God, who used to be gay, who used to love women, who's had girlfriends. Are we as the church? Are we as the church ready for what's coming? Because God is knocking on our hearts. He is wanting us to open our garden. Our heart is his garden, people.
Yes. Amen.
And he wants to walk in the cool of the day all day with his people. Are we, as Christ followers, ready to open our arms and doors to allow these people that God is calling, knocking on their hearts? Don't tell me it can't be done, because I stand here today to tell you it is, can, and it's coming. Mm-hmm. He's coming. As a girl at 12 years old who's seen with my eyes my Lord Jesus come down from heaven, are we ready to open our heart and love them in and love them on their walk?
That's a big one.
Because I myself got truth twisted. I got deceived. Yeah. But God
showed up.
Showed up.
And showed out.
And started putting on my heart what pleases him in my life, in Monica's heart, and what displeases him in my heart. And Monica had to take responsibility. And Monica had to do what the Lord requests her to do. Mm-hmm. He didn't force me to quit liking
he
women.
Drew you.
He wooed me back with his loving spirit.
And that's the power we have.
And I'm telling you today, since I've come back and started walking with my Jesus, I've got two bonus daughters now in rehab. And I've got a young man who reached out to me, who identifies as a woman and has since he was a child. And Monica had to step outside of Monica and say, flesh, you sit down and you shut up. Because this is the Lord's time right now to reach out and touch that young man's heart and draw him home to him.
That's good, Monica. I was reminded, this is interesting, I was reminded of an altar call I did at Falls Creek. This was 25 years ago. That and the lady had been a lesbian and in a Baptist church, and she came out and got delivered. But she also said, she challenged the women at Falls Creek to, if you are willing to love me, meet me at McDonald's for 6 months. Talk to me about the book of John. This is what the virtuous woman in her life led her out of bondage by meeting with her for over a cup of coffee and committed to her to show her the love of God. Whoa, that's full circle.
You know, just this week, one of my ex-girlfriends reached out to me.
Praise the Lord.
She's a friend on Facebook, but I don't follow.
Yeah.
You know?
Be careful.
But they see what God has done for me. They see what God is doing.
I don't think when I went to the county jail years ago, and I was just took my Bible and the Psalms, and I had a lady praying for me. And when I went in there, there was two women in a cell. I knew the one because she'd been a waitress. Hi, Karen. How you doing? You know, come over here. You know, share a scripture. Talk to me. Pray for me. It's my first time, my first offense for marijuana or something. Anyway, I prayed with her, talked to her a lot. And then the lady in the next to her said, don't come over. Originally said, I don't want any of that. Don't come over here. Don't talk to me. So I just focused on the friend, the person I knew. Well, she said, well, I've changed my mind. You can come over here and pray with me because I'm third time offender. So I don't know when I'm going to come back out. And she had her hair spiked, you know, real hard, very hard. So I just went over there and stood in front of her, and she said, okay, what do you got for me? Mm. And I said, well, it's God that may have something for you. I started reading a psalm, and all of a sudden, she fell over. I mean, she was out for 15 minutes. I didn't touch her because of the bars. You know, you can't. That was before pods. And she came back to. Because I stood there and prayed, you know, I don't know what's going on here. But she was slain in the spirit. And she said, I just saw the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So God just overrode you and me and all my thinking and all my negative. That he loves me that much. He knows I'm sitting here in this jail. And he showed me who he is.
Amen.
So all her arguments, all her excuses, all that just went to the side. Because he showed up. And we, as Christians, all God wants us to do is obey and to show up and let him work through us. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened to me in Russia, in France, in Ireland. I mean, God just shows up if you go. Mm-hmm. Just do what he's asking you to do and to walk in love.
Amen. Whew. What a great lesson today. Thank you, Monica, for that testimony.
Oh, that was great.
This has been a great, great lesson today. If you missed any part of it, and I know the phone rings and the kids need something and this and that happens, but go back. It'll be posted on Facebook in just a few minutes. If you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, once again, you can send them to therockchristianmusic.com. have them click on the Hour of Power and then click on Tuesday, and the message will be there. It takes a little bit longer to get it there than it does the iPad. The iPad's just almost instantly from the time we push the button. But anyway, several ways that you can receive this message today, one way or the other. This is from me, Neva, from Monica, from our friend Karen. Have a blessed, blessed day, and we will see you back in here tomorrow. Chasta Music's going to be our guest tomorrow, and they have an evangelist here this week, so we may have somebody who we haven't even met yet that's coming in with him. So, anyway, blessings to you.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.